If you wear prescription glasses, you'll know that feeling of putting on a new pair and suddenly everything feels sharp and clear. I felt like the world had been washed the first time I put mine on. But when you take them off, it can feel like your eyesight is terrible. Could it actually be getting worse the longer you wear your specs? Let's find out how much of that is in our eyes and how much is in our minds. James Armitage is a professor of optometry at Deakin University, and he's here to explain this and answer any other questions that you might have about eye health. James, welcome.
Morning, Hilary. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Why does it sometimes feel like our eyesight gets worse after we start wearing glasses? What's going on?
Well, let's step back to what a pair of glasses do. First of all, they take light from outside in the world, wherever it may be, whether it's far off in the distance or close up on a book or on our phone. And our eye, through an autofocus system with a muscle that moves around a lens, puts that image from way out in the world exactly where it should be on our retina, and we get a nice crisp image. And many of us, myself included, need a pair of glasses in the distance to help us focus light where it should go on the retina. And so when we first get a pair of glasses, we say, oh my goodness, I can see, everything's clear. And then we get used to that clarity and we get used to seeing well. And then when we take them off, you think, oh, it's got a heap worse, but it hasn't really. It's just you've become far less tolerant of that blurry vision.
Yes, I'm very intolerant of that blurry vision, I find, over time. But it is a weird feeling, isn't it? Particularly, I guess, when we take our close-up glasses off and then it feels like maybe it's hard to focus on things further away. Is that something that we should worry about?
Again, probably not, because for most of us, we have this autofocus system works quite well. And as we get older, the lens inside of our eye moves from being a really flexible, rubbery lens that can be moved around really easily to this sort of hard lump of wood that sits there and does very little when the muscle tries to move it around. So that's why we don't see so well up close. But for most of us, from probably the age of 40 or thereabouts, when we start to wear glasses for reading, our muscle's still doing a little bit, and it's just a bit of a sliding wedge where we go from being totally able to focus up close to totally unable to able to focus up close. And our glasses, the optometrists will just change your glasses over time so that there's a combination of you being able to change your focus and the glasses helping you out. So it's a bit like a crutch for about 15 years until we need to just wear reading glasses.
Great. Okay, I've made my peace with that now. Is there anything we can do about that age-related change to our eyes?
Not really in terms of the lens. So many people wouldn't realise this, but the lens inside our eye is one of the oldest structures in our whole body. So way back when we're just a few weeks old in our mother's womb, cells in the lens, or what will become the lens, have this sort of chemical chat with cells that are going to become the brain. And between the two of them, they sort themselves out, and the lens actually starts this formation of the eye. And over time, our lens gets bigger. We just, like a tree, rings on a tree, we just keep adding more and more cells to our lens. And so right in the middle of our lens are the oldest cells in our whole body. And you can imagine they can't get their waste products out very well. And so over time, it just becomes a little dirty, a little cloudy. As I said, it loses its flexibility. And it's just I think it's an honour of becoming a little older that we've got these changes, because, as I said, these are the oldest cells in our body.
Mm. Well, and yeah, we pay little sacrifices as the years go on for the privilege of ageing, I know, but I prefer it over the alternative. A few practical questions, James. Do you need to wear glasses all the time if you need them for close-up work or particular things?
So what I usually tell people is wear them in terms of close-up work, wear them when you need them. If you're in your early mid-40s and you've got your first pair of glasses, then maybe for most of the day you'll be fine, or if you're holding things a little bit further away, you'll be fine. But if you can't see what you're reading, put them on. So it's very much for reading glasses. It's very much if you're doing well and you don't feel like you need them, it's okay. You don't need to wear them. And when you need them, you wear them. That's for adults, of course, which is really, really different to kids.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. I think we'll mainly be talking about adults today. Perhaps children are another interview on another day. Lisa's texted in saying, I wear glasses for working on my PC or reading prices and ingredients in the supermarket. I find my sight becoming worse without glasses now. I also find the more sugar I have in my diet, the worse my sight becomes. What's your view on those things, the effects of diet on vision and whether or not it's the sight becoming worse without glasses? Is that just an age-related change for Lisa?
Yeah, so just again, imagine, Lisa, that you're over whatever it might be, 15 years from about 40 till about 55, or perhaps it's 20 years, our eyes are going to need more and more help to read up close. And so if you say, gosh, 3 years ago, I could do a lot better reading this up close than I can now, it must be my glasses. It's not. It's just that there was that inevitable change over the last 3 years, and your glasses have been making up for it. They're, as I said, they're a bit of a crutch. So it's not that. Your eyes are not getting worse because of your glasses. Your eyes are doing what they were going to do, and the optometrist has just been basically compensating for it. Now, in terms of diet can absolutely change vision, and some of my PhD studies, which feels 300 or 400 years ago, looked at the role of essential fatty acids in diet. And we do know that the diet we consume over a lifetime can either improve our chances of delaying macular degeneration or cataract, or perhaps increase the risk, as will smoking. People with diabetes can have quite large fluctuations in their prescription. And that's because when we have diabetes, our body's less able to control sugar and how much sugar is in our body and in our blood. And if our sugar goes up, then water will follow it, because by a process of osmosis, and there'll be changes in lens power. For the average person who doesn't have diabetes, if you have a big meal with lots and lots of sugars in it, our pancreas sorts out our blood glucose level with insulin, and so you shouldn't really experience any changes in your vision because of sugar consumption, but certainly people with diabetes can. So
okay,
it'd be worthwhile just going and checking if you know your sugars are nice and stable after having lots of sugar.
Well, I imagine if seeing any change to your vision, particularly some blurriness, that would be a signal to go and see an optometrist.
Yeah, and there's a suggestion that the most causes of blindness in Australia, that's macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, cataract, if they're picked up relatively early, then there are treatments that can slow progression, and therefore the quicker someone says, "Oh, my vision's not quite as good as it was," the quicker that we can assess the eyes, see if it is just glasses need changing, or whether there is something that's perhaps driving that change in vision and you need to go and think about a treatment for that. Because whilst we can prevent loss of vision quite effectively in many cases, once it's changed and once the retina is damaged, it's pretty hard to, well, it's almost impossible at the moment to get any improvement.
That may change as science continues its march forwards, we hope. We're speaking with James Armitage, who's a professor of optometry at Deakin University, who's answering our questions about eyes and glasses. And lots of questions via text, James. When I have had a cold, my vision is not so sharp. Is that fluid in the eyes?
No, it's your tear film. So our tears actually drain through a little, it's called a punctum, little hole on our lid, and it actually drains back into the back of our nose. So when we have a cold, there's actually a little tube that's linking our eyes to our nose. And so if we've got, if that's blocked because we've got a blocked nose way up in the top of your nose, then your tears don't drain well. And your tears are actually the very first surface that light hits as it enters our eye, a little bit like the windscreen on your car is the first surface that light hits when you're on its way to you when you're driving. And so if you've got an uneven tear film because you've got lots of tears in there, they're not draining very well, or you've got a little bit of a conjunctivitis secondary to your cold, then you can end up having a sort of a lumpy tear film, which distorts some of our vision. So lots of blinking usually helps. But that's definitely a known thing. As your tear film gets a little bit wobbly, so does your vision.
Mm. And Jill asks, does using magnifying glasses ruin eyes more than prescription glasses?
No. The only thing I would say is that the readers that you may get from the pharmacist or a non-prescribed pair are pretty much a little bit like going and buying clothes off the rack, and they may work for some people, they may not work for other people. Certainly if you have a pair of glasses made to your prescription, taking into account the left eye, the right eye and all those other things, they'll be more comfortable. But the other thing that I sort of say to people is, if you are going to just use those magnifiers, that's fine if they're doing the job, but make sure you're getting your eyes checked, because a lot of people think about optometrists as the people who give you the glasses, and we do, but we're actually the primary eye care health professionals in Australia. That's the way optometry operates. And so it's really, you should be going in for your regular checks just to make sure that, you know, everything is healthy.
Yeah, and you can always take that prescription and go find cheaper lenses somewhere, a cheaper frame somewhere else. That's often the key thing for people that puts them off, I find. James, are there adverse effects to going without glasses in the long term if you do need them, if you're just kind of holding your phone or your book further and further away until your arm runs out of space?
Yeah, no. Sore neck, sore back, sore shoulders are the main things that you'll get as an adult, say, you know, 40 to 60. You're not going to do any damage to your eyes by not having the right pair of glasses. You just can't see. As I said, children, it's really important that kids have got good even vision between the left eye and the right eye, because as our eyes and our brain grow up till kids are probably maybe even up to about 10, but certainly in that 5 to 7 age, there's active changes in the way each eye is wiring up to the brain. And so it's really important that kids have the right pair of glasses if they need them, and that their eyes are aligned correctly, that there's not one sort of pointing a little bit left or a little bit higher than where it should be.
Mm.
But for the average adult, you'll feel uncomfortable. You'll get a headache. You'll get eye strain. If you can then, you know, go and have a rest or whatever, then you'll probably feel a bit better.
Margaret texts in, it's not your eyes. The lighting is just not as good as it used to be. Thank you, Margaret.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, in the old days. And a final question, James, do eye rolling exercises help improve your vision?
I don't think there's any evidence that they do, no. So lots of people do, that there'll be stuff on social media about doing certain things and it'll improve your eyesight. Largely, there's no evidence for any of those exercises. If you need to do particular training exercises, and it's usually to do with your eyes not changing focus the way they should, or perhaps our left eye and our right eye not moving around the world as they should in concert, so we get a nice clear single image, then yes, a set of tailored exercises can work. But the eye rolling and the eye rubbing and the staring at the sun and all of those things are either, you know, no help, or certainly in terms of staring at the sun, perhaps unhelpful.
Mm. I'll finish with this text from someone who says, my husband had to wear glasses from the age of 8 to 45. His eyes then became normal with perfect 20/20 vision. He's now in his late 60s and still has perfect vision. Jealous. And I would say probably not representative. James, it's lovely to have you on the program. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us on Life Matters.
Thanks a lot, Hilary.
Pleasure. James Armitage is a professor of optometry at Deakin University.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.